All right, it is halftime. The Celtics playing this afternoon against the Raptors. So let's hop on the line and welcome in our friend John Corrales. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How you doing?
I am great. How are you today?
I am doing all right here, enjoying the Celtics leading by 10 at the half.
Excellent. So what's gone on so far? We've been a little out of touch. Can you summarize the first half for us?
Yeah, everybody missed every shot that they took. That's basically how it's going. Celtics started one for their first. They were 1-10. They made one of their first 11 shots. The Raptors had not shot well. Defense for the Celtics has been a little bit better. A lot more active than it's been recently. It's 45-35 at the half. In 2024, that's a first quarter score in some games.
Impressive work from the defense there. So the recent struggles for the team, John, is that largely just fatigue?
Some of it might be. It was weird. December is a weird month for them with the whole NBA Cup. You go through the rhythm of the season, and then all of a sudden you have a week off. And so maybe there's some just kind of like, I don't know, fatigue may not be it. Maybe they're just like out of rhythm. And I think some of it is they just are trying to kind of get by right now. I almost feel like some of it is how much can we get away with to try to still win games. And, you know, the long championship run, the short off season, the Olympics and all of that stuff. I just don't think that they've been 100% fully engaged in the defensive end. So I think that will come around at some point. This game, I don't know, Raptors are terrible, but, you know, this game's a good start.
Well, and you wrote about this in Boston Sports Journal. They know what they have to do to fix the defense. It's a question of whether they actually want to do it.
Yeah, do they want to put in the effort? And it's not across the board, right? They'll have stretches in a bad, what I consider a bad defensive game. They'll have stretches of really good defense. They'll turn it up. I think this season has been mostly the Celtics trying to shoot their way to wins. And that worked very well in November. I think December started to tail off a little bit, and I think they're still struggling with their shooting a little bit. So that's where the effort and the defense has really been kind of exposed a little bit. If they really want to be that championship version of themselves, it's just going to take the good efforts, the good attention to detail, all the little things. That's just going to have to happen for 48 minutes and not for 18 minutes or 28 minutes. It's going to have to be the whole game, because those possessions, and Joe Mazzulla will characterize it as, yeah, you know, it can be 10, 12, 15 possessions, but that's a lot. That's, you know, 10, 15% of the game. I mean, there's about 100% possessions a game. So that percentage is a lot of possessions, a lot of opportunities to get stops. And, you know, the Celtics, they fight for every possession that they can get. To not perform well on 10, 12, 15 possessions, that's a lot. That's a big difference.
Have you seen Porzingis on the court today? What's his status?
Yeah, well, he's not playing in this game, but he was out there pregame going through a full kind of workout. He seems fine, but he still was out today. I assume because they have a back-to-back on the road coming up, and this is the Toronto Raptors, that they figured, let's not push it in this one, and they're going to need him for one of these back-to-backs, considering Al Horford won't play in both back-to-backs. So, and I think it was Minnesota and Houston. And that's a tough one. Going from Minnesota to Houston, that's a sneaky long travel day for the Celtics. I think they're just holding Porzingis out, and we'll see him in one of these next two games.
And how careful do you think they'll be with him the rest of the regular season?
As careful as they have to be. Mm. This is going to be like anytime, aside from him coming back sooner than we thought from the offseason surgery, I think they are just going to, whenever you think he looks ready, tack on an extra game or two because they're just not going to push it.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Well, John, we'll let you get back before the second half begins. Appreciate you squeezing us in today on the final show, and just a big thanks for everything you've done for us on the show for more than a decade now. Love your contributions, love your work, of course, and look forward to catching up with you in the brave new world of podcasting or whatever the hell we do next.
Yeah. Rich, I have to give that back to you 10 times over because You reached out to me a long time ago when I was just blogging and doing this stuff on the side, and you know you continued to have me on throughout all of this. It's really been like this is my original kind of radio appearance. So I've really been it's really been a lot of fun over the years, and I'm looking forward to what's next for you.
Well, you're the man. We love talking with you, John, and we'll continue to do it. So thanks again, and we'll catch you again in a few weeks.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, John. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast.